In the satirical film Love and Death, the dialogue often dances around philosophical musings with a comedic twist. One of the memorable exchanges ponders the question of who should rule, which is a nod to the age-old debate on governance and power dynamics. Film, set during the Napoleonic Wars, parodies Russian literature and philosophy, with characters engaging in absurd discussions about morality, existence, and of course, love and death. The serfs, or the common folk, are implied to have as much say in the matter as anyone else, which is quite revolutionary thought, even when wrapped in Allen's signature humor. It's a film that doesn't just make you laugh, but also think, often leaving you to wonder if the joke's on you or the existential conundrum you've just been presented with. So should it be the serfs who rule? For instance, one notable line from the film is, "To love is to suffer. To avoid suffering, one must not love. But then one suffers from not loving. Therefore, to love is to suffer. Not to love is to suffer. To suffer is to suffer. To be happy is in love. Love and happiness is a quintessential example of the film's exploration of philosophical ideas through a comedic lens. Compare Leaders, where democracy meets the unchecked change brought on by the top 1% financially."